Kevin McCarthy touts early accomplishments of the Republican-led House. By Hannah Blow on January 12, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Thursday touted the early accomplishments of the Republican-led House in the last 5 days, which include voting to strip funding for 87,000 IRS agents, establishing a select committee on China, and creating a panel to investigate the weaponization of government. In the first 5 days of the Republican-controlled House, we stripped funding for 87,000 IRS agents, established a select committee on China, created a panel to investigate the weaponization of government. McCarthy, who has officially acted as House Speaker for less than a week, said on Thursday. During his second press conference as Speaker, McCarthy touted the House passing the rules package, moving to strip the funding for 87,000 IRS agents, protecting the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and opening the House back up to the public. That's something the public has not been able to be a part of for the last couple of years. That's just the first 5 days, and we're just getting started. We made a commitment to America. We're gonna keep that, he continued. McCarthy continued, noting that Americans simply need to look at the commitment to America to know the GOP's intentions. You watch the rules package, exactly the same rules package, he said, noting the only change is moving the threshold for vacating the chair from 5 to 1. McCarthy continued, highlighting the trend of treating law differently based upon your political beliefs. We watch what is happening right now with the President of the United States. Not once, but now we're finding in 2 different locations. Classified information just out there in the open. It just goes to prove, and we're finding out now after being sworn in, that this was discovered before the election. Treats President Trump one way but treats Biden a whole different way, he said, highlighting the desire to have an equal playing of law to all Americans and calling on Congress to investigate the matter. I think Congress has to investigate it, he added. Earlier this week, McCarthy and Republicans also highlighted the goals of the Select Committee on China, which the Speaker assured would be bipartisan in nature. The policies have weakened our economy and made us more vulnerable to the threats of the CCP, but here's the good news. There is bipartisan consensus that the era of trusting communist China is over, McCarthy said. How do we bring our jobs back from China to America? How do we secure our intellectual property? How do we make sure our farmland is protected? All of that will be brought up within this committee. The threat is too great for us to bicker with ourselves, he added.